The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will, your thoughts on some of the new rules that are going to be put into baseball next year?
Yeah, they should be interesting. Excited to see them to play out, and looking forward to maybe the games being a little shorter. That'd be nice.
I've been talking to the pitchers. They don't seem that thrilled about some of the changes, having to work a little bit faster, having limits on how many times they can throw the bases. It all seems to be wanting to put an advantage to the hitters and the shifts as well. You thought about that at all?
Yeah, I don't know if the time has anything to do with advantage hitters. I think maybe the shifts obviously do, but time I think would be great for it for the game. There's obviously hitters that will have some difficulties too, but I think after a couple weeks, big leaguers should be able to make pretty simple adjustments on time.
But as a base runner, if you know he can only pick over there twice and the third time it's a balk if he doesn't pick you off, I mean, that's got to be an advantage from the base running side, would it not?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, there's some ways to figure out how to maybe take advantage of that. Maybe that's something that MLB maybe has to tweak there too. So who knows? We'll see what happens there. Never really heard of that one. So we'll see that one play out.
Base is going to be bigger too. Does that have more of an impact on offense or on defense, moving around the bag with a little more room, or you had that, you know, you beat by half a step, now all of a sudden you're safe?
Are the bases closer to home?
They're getting physically larger.
Oh, well, I mean, if they're still 90 feet, inches, yeah. If they're still 90 feet, it's still the same distance. I think if anything, that's going to help reduce injury around the bag, double plays, first base, stuff like that. So I don't think it's an advantage offensively, maybe slightly defensively, just from an injury standpoint.
Well, you're somebody who likes to go the other way. You can do it with power. You did it the other night. Mm-hmm. I mean, for hitters like that, they can go the other way, and I guess for lefties in particular, taking away that shift, like, do you see that as an advantage, hitters learning or hitters that can go the other way kind of naturally?
I think, generally speaking, people pull ground balls regardless if they're an oppo hitter or not. They're going to generally pull ground balls, so I don't necessarily think it helps that as much. I think it's definitely going to help the offense for sure, not being allowed to have that many people on one side of the base. So I think that'll be a nice thing for the offense.
With weather like this, would you rather try and get one in tonight or say, forget it, let's regroup and play a double dip tomorrow?
I'm ready to play tonight. Not my call that way, so I'll do whatever.
Are you a purist? Do you like when they're messing with the game?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I think you know, baseball purists, that's fine. You know, whatever. There's people that really like the game and how it's supposed to be played, but no, I think you have to adapt to the times. I think you have to adapt with the new ways the game is played, because I think the game evolves a lot, and you got to definitely have you know, an organization that definitely keeps up with that, and I think baseball is trying to do that, which is nice.
This is really going to bring the game back to a point where it once was. So if you're a purist, you have to like these rules.
Back to where it was? I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever be back to where.
Better pace of play with the pitching, with the pitch clock.
Yeah, I definitely like the better pace of play. That's a big one. I think that one's got a little long. And then the shifts.
The shifts that people will get regular base hits.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you know what? I cannot wait to hit some ground balls up the middle that are base hits. Or a line drive, even that too. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Mattingly told me the pitch, you know, the exit velocity and launch angle will now disappear because people are going to be back to hitting in a predictable way again, rather than having to launch the ball over a shift.
Who said that?
Don Mattingly.
Oh, I would disagree with that. I would say that people still like hitting the ball hard and a long way. I think that is the obviously home run's the best hit in baseball, and I think people will constantly try to go for that.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.